McAllen's collective bargaining agreement, significant milestone for McAllen and police offices union. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. McAllen, Texas's new collective bargaining agreement, has been hailed as a progressive movement by city officials and the police offices union. The city has embarked on a strategic mission to ensure improved compensation and job security for its police officers. Mayor Javier Villalobos shared his enthusiasm about the agreement, stating, "We finally have a four-year agreement where compensation will increase by about 16%, and it's very competitive and probably among the best, if not the best, around our area. This is instrumental in retaining our well-trained police officers and ensuring our budget adequately addresses our security needs." The agreement also bolsters McAllen's position as the third safest city in the country, which Villalobos attributes to the robustness of the local police department. "People know that if they commit a criminal offense in the city of McAllen, chances are they're going to be caught and prosecuted," the mayor added. Chief Victor Rodriguez of the McAllen Police Department emphasized the significance of commensurate pay in any job environment, particularly in the field of law enforcement. He explained, "We demonstrate here in McAllen that we support our police personnel. That community backing is critically important." When asked about the specifics of the new contract, Chief Rodriguez detailed, "This particular contract's a four-year contract with year one 5%, year two 5%, year 3%, and year four 3%. The cumulative total of that is 16%. He clarified that compounded over time, this increase would place their officers among the best paid in South Texas. Jesus Regalado Jr., a sergeant with the police department and president of the McAllen Professional Law Enforcement Association, MPLEA, said the four-year contract would make their police officers more competitive. He acknowledged that fewer applicants want to pursue careers as police officers in the current climate but hoped that the new contract would attract dedicated personnel to the force. City Manager Roy Rodriguez reflected on past negotiations, stating that these were now times of unity, not hostility. "We read about them in your newspaper and on every print and online service. And it was a tough negotiation back then. And what we did was that we changed the way we looked at things." He emphasized the importance of finding a solution that's right for everyone involved, the police officers, the community, and the city management. The collective bargaining agreement reflects the city's commitment to compensating its officers commensurately for the daily duty they provide to the community while also offering benefits that make serving as a McAllen police officer an attractive career. McAllen is one of the safest cities in Texas and the United States because our McAllen Police Department, and in order to maintain the peace and security of our community, we must ensure that we value them with not only our words but with a contract that will attract the best and brightest people to come be a part of our McAllen, said Rodriguez. Security has always been a priority for the city of McAllen, with approximately 50% of the city of McAllen's general fund budget allocated for public safety. This means that 100% of property tax revenue is invested in public safety, a testament to the city's commitment to maintaining peace and security. Overall, McAllen's new collective bargaining agreement demonstrates the city's dedication to its police officers and to maintaining its status as one of the safest cities in the country. See related story.